Hello, I'm Alison Larkin, writer, comedian, narrator, and host of the Jane Austen podcast. Join me as we embark on a journey through Austen's timeless stories, starting with Pride and Prejudice. The Jane Austen podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whenever the world around me is going up in flames, I turn to fiction. I can live in this place that I've created, that I control. There are many who believe entertainment isn't important, but it absolutely is. Music, movies, books, podcasts, they give us a safe place to escape. They heal us. They save us. I know that boom is intense and might not be what you need right now. So please, come back and listen when you're ready. And if you're here to listen to something to escape, I'm happy to offer that to you. Find peace within so you can stay in the fight for justice and peace around you, because I want you in that fight. Black stories, Black creators, Black voices, Black people matter.
This episode contains intense moments. Listener discretion is advised. Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 39, The Good Part.
Hello.
I'd rather be alone.
Don't lie to me, Porter. You just don't want me here. This is beautiful.
Yeah, I like the view.
You're really close to the edge.
I'm fine.
It's a little dangerous, though.
Only if I'm not careful.
Aren't you afraid you'll fall?
I won't fall.
What if you're crushed?
There's no point in holding on. No one's going to help you. Just let go.
I'm not gonna fall.
Let go.
How was that?
Much better. You're doing really well, Porter. It's hard to believe this is only your third time.
Well, turns out this is pretty good therapy. Do I have time for another round?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
It's the first day of summer, and Porter's decided to celebrate it. He's tending to burgers on the grill. Dax sits nearby with a half-finished beer in hand.
When did you get a hammock?
A couple of days ago. I took a nap in it earlier. I think I might try sleeping out here. I don't like being inside so much right now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't psychoanalyze.
I didn't.
Okay.
So, back to the shooting range. You win again today?
Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
I've had a few patients say it really does calm their nerves.
It's true. I didn't think it would, but it's strangely calming.
But we both know that's not why you're there.
Really?
We're here.
Have you told her?
What do you think?
Hey.
Hey.
We brought pie.
Oh, well, let's put that in the fridge.
Oh. Okay.
You two don't have to.
No, it's fine. Porter has something to tell you anyway.
What was that?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I was going to talk about it tomorrow over lunch. It's not a big deal. I've just been taking some firearm training classes.
All right.
I read somewhere that it can be therapeutic, so I thought I'd give it a try. It turns out I'm pretty good at it, and it's definitely therapeutic. I went this morning, and I feel better than I did when I got up.
Did you have a nightmare?
Yeah. I'll tell you about it later.
Well, there's no yelling. So, that went better than expected.
What is there to yell about? He's going to a shooting range. Not my cup of tea, but if it helps.
Oh, so you didn't tell her about the gun?
The what?
Dude, this is not what I wanted to do today. Look, I don't have it yet. I pick it up tomorrow, which is why I was going to tell you tomorrow.
Well, we're talking about it now. Dax, you're fine with this?
Clearly he's not, or he wouldn't be bringing it up.
You said no more secrets.
Yes, but there's a thing called tact, which I was pretty sure you had.
Well, I've had a few beers. Sue me.
Good for you, Porter.
Seriously?
Why not? You're learning to use it properly, right?
Yes, thank you.
But who do you plan to use it on?
I don't plan on... It's not like that. Like I said, being at the range is calming. I don't really get a lot of calm, you know? What do you want on your burger?
We are not done talking about this.
Damn it, Myra. Get off your fucking high horse.
Whoa, Allie.
No, Luke scared the shit out of us. All of us. Is it really that far-fetched that Porter would want to protect himself? I wouldn't cry too hard.
Please, don't finish that sentence.
Is that what you want? You want him dead?
I don't think that's what she means, but since we're being so honest here, if push comes to shove, I should be able to shove, right?
So if Luke showed up on your front porch tomorrow, what would you do?
I don't know.
You don't know? You need to know. Would you kill him?
Only if I had to.
Bullshit! You could never kill him. If you did, you'd be just like him.
Myra, that's not fair.
You think I'm gonna hunt him down or something?
Of course not, but...
Oh, come on. I'm not about to go all vigilante or some shit. This gun is strictly for protection. I don't want to use it for anything but for what I'm using it for now.
Okay. End of conversation. Because we are here to enjoy ourselves. In fact, on the way over here, I'm pretty sure Myra said...
that I wanted to have a good day.
Yep. So we are eating burgers, drinking lots, and eating the damn pie. Everybody good with that?
Yes.
Says the guy who started all this.
Look, man, I'm sorry, but shit, I don't have anything. Maybe this should be my last beer.
Are you good with this?
I'm a little uncomfortable about this whole thing, but Allie's right. I wanted a good day, so let's have a good day. So this one's new.
Yeah, this is surprisingly the first one with him in it.
But not really.
I'm pretty sure his voice, coming out of Jen's mouth, is close enough.
We should talk about something else.
That's okay. I want to tell you.
I'm happy you do. But I also know that talking about them doesn't put you in the best mood, so let's talk about something else.
You have shows coming up?
I'm singing at another wedding with Alan's band.
Do you actually like doing those?
They're fun. Really no pressure because I'm not performing my own stuff. Plus they pay well. The wedding is actually a producer's, and she wants me in the studio to do a little recording.
What? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's just a demo.
I know nothing about music, but I'm pretty sure that's amazing news.
It's pretty amazing. If it goes well, who knows?
If it goes well. Have you heard yourself sing?
Thank you. What about you? How'd your interview go?
Great, actually. I think I have a pretty good chance at this one.
What would you be doing?
A lot of what I was doing before, installation, repairs, but instead of going to businesses, I'd be in-house. The pay is definitely better. Normal work hours. It's like a bona fide adult job.
Ooh, an adult job. What's that?
Well, we can't all be glamorous singers.
I'm not sure glamorous is a word I would use.
It's more than what I do.
But you love it, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, it'll be nice to have something to do every day and not borrow money from my parents anymore.
That might depress your mom a little.
Probably. At least they're not here anymore. That was possibly harder than jail time.
I never expected we'd be laughing about jail time over sandwiches. You seem a lot better.
I am. And hey, you'll love this. Dr. Bentham thinks it's because I'm not keeping things from everyone anymore.
I like Dr. Bentham.
You probably would. He yells at me sometimes, but yeah, it's nice to just be able to talk to you and everyone. I know it's not all going to go back to how it was before. Things are still off. I keep thinking about Luke and where he is and if he's coming back, and it makes me anxious, but the fact that I just told you that makes me a little less anxious.
That's good. My brothers all know what's going on, but I didn't tell my dad anything. I mean, he knows we broke up.
We broke up?
Shut up. I told him we broke up, and he knows about Allie. He doesn't know all the details about you and Luke and the case and everything.
What happened to No Secrets?
I didn't think it was... I didn't think he needed to carry all that. And yes, I get the irony, but seeing him, I understand a little more where you were coming from. All right? And I'm...
Are you about to apologize to me?
Porter, don't mess this up.
Shutting up.
I'm sorry that I wasn't a little more understanding. That doesn't mean that I think I was wrong, because I wasn't wrong. You should have never kept everything from me, but I was moderately insensitive about your situation. In all seriousness, our emotions got the better of us, and we didn't really take time to think about what we said to each other. I know you love me, and I know you thought you were doing the best thing for me. And I'm really sorry that I didn't try to understand that.
You're really sexy when you apologize.
Oh my God, you're the worst.
Yeah, but you love me.
I do.
I love you too.
I was waiting for you to get home, actually. What have you been doing all day?
I was at Porter's. Talking.
Sure. Obviously you got over the gun thing if you were talking this late. Unless you were actually fighting. You weren't fighting, were you?
No, we weren't fighting. And we were actually talking. I don't like the gun, but I want him to feel safe. I want him to feel better.
Don't look so worried, Mai. He's not gonna go looking for Luke.
I know.
Keep saying it. Maybe you'll convince yourself. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, me too. Oh, shit. I left my phone in the car. I'm just gonna run out and get it.
Okay. See you in the morning.
Breakfast, maybe?
Sure.
Hey, Myra.
Nope.
I don't need Allie. I figured you wouldn't come quietly. This is propofol. You'll feel it, but only a little. It will make you very sleepy. And much quieter.
Join us again in 2 weeks for another episode of Boom. This episode featured the voices of Garrett DeLosier as Porter Owens, Melinda Seawalk as Myra Hanover, Avalon Heron as Dax Fletcher, Courtney Holly as Allie Moretti, Charity Spencer as Genevieve Reynolds, Brian Irwin as Luke Sullivan, Delilah Ferrer as Instructor, and me, Michael R., as the narrator. Season 4 was recorded at Pod Studio 1 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Production sound, Carl Huber. Sound design, Joshua Sui. Original score, Brian Irwin. Assistant director, Delilah Ferrer. Production assistant, Van Donnell. Social media guru, Ryan Allen. For more information on the show, where to find us on social media, and ways to donate to the show, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast with a friend.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.